I'm Walt Mandela with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. He also shared some further information about the road around Presque Isle Park at the island and accessibility to vehicles and others. We started the conversation off with some of the agenda items, including a plan to address shoreline erosion issues next to the Iron Ore Heritage Trail along US 41 in South Marquette. Here's Mike Angeli.
We started to lose that shoreline later in the fall of last year. The DNR put a significant amount of money into repairing the shoreline. We were hoping for MDOT to come along and assist, but that money isn't available. So what we've decided to do is pull some money between us, Chocolate Township, the Iron Ore Heritage Trail, and the DNR to try to finish up what we need to do to stabilize that whole area.
And this is looking like it's going to be a pretty collaborative effort then for this to get done.
Yeah, that's correct. The area or the land is actually MDOT right away. The DNR owns the snowmobile trail or the bike path, depending on what season it is, and we see it as a value to our citizens. So and so does Chocolate Township. So we're trying to work together to come up with a solution.
It is an interesting project because it's the continuing issues of shoreline erosion in one way, shape, or form. It's also part of the ways of getting things done in terms of, well, there's more repairs that have to be done with street surfaces and roadways in the city of Marquette. And that's another big part of the agenda tonight is a whole slate of projects that you're looking at allocating some funding for and getting moving on.
We have another agenda item that we call it our SIMP project, which is basically our annual road and street maintenance. Where we don't actually do a full reconstruction. We put about $1.3 million aside to, in this case, take care of about 13 different areas that include some street repairs, sidewalks, curbing, things of that nature. Kind of gives these areas a little bit longer lifetime until we can actually go in and do a full repair.
The meeting is at 6 o'clock this evening. It's on video conference via Zoom technology. It'll be on the City of Marquette's YouTube page live, also on Spectrum Cable Channel 191. We're talking with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli today. Mike, one of the things that has come up is last week I had a chance to do a quick interview with Police Chief Blake Rebolt. There was news about the seasonal road at Presque Isle opening up and around the island. A little bit of confusion out there, though, that has come up in some comments and whatnot about vehicle access, bike access, and walking access on the seasonal road around the island. What can you tell us the official word this morning?
Well, there was a little confusion last week, but the reality is that we've opened the back loop to vehicle traffic only. It is a city park, which is a little bit different than a public street, and although under normal circumstances bikes or bicycles would be allowed on a public street, in this case we're restricting the bikes and the walkers until we can get a little further along in the COVID-19 situation. You know, we've had a lot of pressure to keep people from congregating, and we're going to do that until we think it's proper to stop.
Is there a concern about with the bikes and the walkers, that they would be somehow stopping and congregating more than if they were in a moving vehicle?
Well, that's part of it, but the other part is that those other activities tend to draw a lot more people. And, you know, one of the things, other things that we're trying to do countywide between the supervisors and the managers that run all of these different townships and cities is try to open our parks in a systematic way that allows everybody to enjoy them at the same time instead of us opening one park and not having any parks anywhere else in the county. So we're trying to do a little bit more organized and coordinated effort there.
It is a seasonal road. Is that a factor in how you can enforce it?
Yes, it's, you know, technically it could be considered a public street for enforcement of, you know, violations, traffic violations and things of that nature. But it's also a park, and it's something that's seasonal, you know, we have a little bit more leeway what we decide or how we decide to handle the traffic.
We're talking with Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Now, all parks are still closed in the city currently under the current orders, correct?
That's correct, but trust me, no one more than me wants to open them back up again, and we have a plan in place to try to do that. as soon as we can. So we understand the enjoyment and the pleasure and the popularity of our parks, and we certainly want to make them available to the public as soon as we can.
That's the comments of Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.